It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey, 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 welcome everybody to today's episode of The Time Is Now. I am your faithful host, Kent Clothier. Glad you made it and glad you're joining us here. I have got a great guest today, a really good friend of mine and somebody that you guys are going to get a ton of value out of, Mr. Michael Burnoff in the house. What's happening, brother?
What is going on, Kent? Thrilled to be here and excited to share and offer some value, change some lives at the same time.
Amen, baby. That's what this whole thing's about, right? We want to kind of help people get the hell out of their own way and empower them and help them change things that are kind of holding them back. And so there's nobody better that I know personally to have on to kind of discuss this topic than you, my friend. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, and I know anybody that spent any time with you would 100% echo this, that you are one of the most influential people that I've ever met. You've had a tremendous impact on me, my life, all of our students who've ever had the opportunity to spend time with you all come back and just rave about what it means to go to your call to action and some of your other events and kind of go through your courses and really get to just spend time with you. Super cool guy, great family guy, great businessman, and probably one of the leaders in the industry out there on teaching people the art of persuasion, the art of influence, the art of kind of getting out of your own head and doing what needs to be done, whether it's personally or professionally. There's a lot of people out there that as you well know, brother, are really stuck. And so I'm glad you're here and I'm glad we're going to kind of do a little bit of deep diving on this stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited about it because this is some stuff that I wish I had this audio growing up as a kid. I wish we could backtrack and go back in time and hand me what I know now. Back to me when I was about 12, I would have skipped a lot of the hurdles in life.
Well, dude, that's a great place to start. Let's just start there. Let's just talk about that for a second because I'm asked this question a lot. And, you know, what would you tell yourself? What would you, if you had to go back and give your 20-year-old version of you some advice, where would you start? What would you tell them?
I would say you're going to have some good days and some days that you don't love. And I would also say you're going to need all of this, but don't stay there too long in some of these things that seem like becoming repetitive for you over and over again. So I would definitely encourage me to, you're going to have struggles, you're going to have challenges, but you're going to need those later because those are going to be really your greatest gifts.
So the challenges and the obstacles and the things that seem like they're not necessarily life-ending in the literal sense, but certainly when you're going through it, but they feel like they're life-ending, like, oh my God, my whole world is crumbling down.
She just broke up with me. I'm in fifth grade. Oh my God, she doesn't want to hang out with me anymore. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all that bullshit. Yeah.
Between that and, you know, not making the team as a kid, you know, feeling like the world's coming to an end and explaining like you're going to need these experiences later in life. So get them, learn from them, but you're going to actually be picking these things because you're going to need these to help you become the man that you're destined to be.
Well, I think that's a good point because, I mean, basically what you're saying is that you cannot view failure or any of that kind of stuff as failure, right? Those are the lessons.
Yeah, because the same thing, I'm going to take real estate for an example. There's always ups and downs. Like if you played sports as a kid, you're going to win some games, you're going to lose some games. The games that rip your heart out where you drop the ball, where, you know, the coach yells at you. I mean, you're going to need that one day when the market's down for a year, or you're going to need that when, you know, the deal doesn't go through, or you're going to need that when your employee just, you know, decides to steal everything from the company. I mean, you're going to need the breakup you had in, you know, seventh grade or eighth grade, someone that broke your heart. You're going to need that so it doesn't bother you when it really matters in life.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest things, especially new entrepreneurs, man, that they, and well, you know, let's just talk about the entrepreneur side of it here for a second. But new entrepreneurs, this is really, really valuable because I think a lot of people, when they try to get out into the business world, they somehow have this misconception. I shouldn't say I think, I know. They have this misconception that they've got to cross every T, cross, you know, and dot every I and get it all lined up and get everything perfect. And because what they're trying to do is ultimately prevent failure. It prevent anything from falling down, that they somehow view that those lessons of falling down and getting hurt and getting your knees scuffed up or getting kind of kicked in the face every once in a while, that's somehow bad. And the reality of it is, you and I have both been through our fair share of challenges, right? And yet here we stand.
I don't even know if they were fair. I mean, we've had them and we got them, and you're right. And it's that if you don't have the ability to deal with that, you might as well not even bother even getting into the game in the first place. You don't have to seek them out. You don't have to live there. Like somebody says, you know, it smells like crap when you're walking through it. Don't stay there and sniff it, but just keep on walking and you'll eventually get through it. yeah, it's, you know, that's, it's really one of the things as a new entrepreneur, you're going to have challenges, but that's why you get paid the big bucks. I mean, like I'm working on my book project right now. It's an interesting thing. I was saying to my wife, and for years I battled with getting this book done that I'll have done in a few months here. And what was interesting about it, you know, I said to my wife, I said, this isn't fun. And she looked at me, she goes, no one said it was going to be fun. You just have to get it done. And the fascinating thing is, just accepting you have to do certain things. Not all of it's fun, but it's super fun when you attract 10, 20, 30, 50,000 new customers. You make $5, $10, $20 million in futures off of something like that. So not everything's fun and giggles just because you're an entrepreneur. But at the end of the day, being able to go to the movies at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, doing what you want to do, being able to go on a vacation for 3 weeks because you feel like it, hey, it's worth dealing with a little bit of crap.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to keep your eye on the big prize. It was interesting. I had an opportunity with Cameron. She had a cheerleading competition, you know, 3 weeks ago. And so the night before the competition, she pulls out a desk drawer in her room, and the drawer falls and lands on her big toe.
Oh.
And so, and I mean, it instantaneously turns, the nail starts turning black, the whole toe swells up, turns black and blue. She can't walk. I mean, we're texting and calling the coaches. What are we supposed to do? Because she's a featured performer, right? I mean, she's right in the front. I mean, literally the person right in front when she's doing those.
And they don't have a backup girl either.
Yeah. I mean, the whole routine in large part or in some parts is around this one individual. And so there's a part where she has to jump up and, you know, basically touch her toes and lands right back down on her feet. I mean, anyway, fast forward. Wakes up the next morning. She's in tears. She doesn't know what she's going to do. How am I going to do this, Dad? I viewed it as an opportunity. I'm like, baby, listen to me. I never promised you that there wasn't going to be pain here. This is going to hurt a lot to go out there and do this. But I do promise you that you can deal with the pain and you can get through this. You're going to be able to do this. And I'll be damned if she doesn't go out there and just crushes it. I mean, she just killed it, right? And of course, she's coming off. When she comes off the stage, she's crying. It was painful. But she did what she had to do. She didn't let her team down. They got second place in a huge competition. But the lesson was there, right? So that's something that I know forever she'll remember, that when that pain doesn't mean failure, that pain means I got to keep pushing. I got to keep going.
And that reference point, I always call those reference points, that shows up later in life. Like I remember, you know, there's so many days in my life that I don't want to finish pushing through things. I'm like, I did this in hockey. I did this with my landscaping business as a teenager. I dealt with, you know, pain and, you know, fraternity stuff in the college and all that stuff. So it's like all of these things that you're going to need as an entrepreneur, you either going to have the experiences in your life already, or you're going to have to create them. And I believe there's, as a list, I don't know where this list comes from, you know, some higher thing, power being some universal entrepreneurial success code, that like you either going to have these skills, you got them from somewhere, or you're going to have to go create them. And a lot of entrepreneurs never really challenged themselves before, whether they didn't do sports or didn't have a tough childhood, they didn't have some tough stuff going on. And I'm just going to tell you, it's not like you need to struggle, but you are going to have to learn some very, very basic things. Like the price of admission, it's like getting into a club, I always say, you know, 10 bucks at the door. If you only paid $650, you don't become a seven-figure guy. You got to find a way to pay your price of admission. And I don't know where you're going to pay that price, but you're going to pay it one place or another.
No doubt, brother. So let's talk about your business for a minute. So tell everybody a little bit about your business, what you do, and then I got some questions lined up here I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. So for the last about 15 years, I'll put it that way. It's almost 15 years right now. So we can say about and for a couple more weeks, and then it winds up being 15 years. We have a personal development company, and to explain what it is, we work with entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, anybody looking to get to the next level in their life. Our whole business is about influencing ourselves, whether it's, you know, personal influence to get yourself out of your own way, get your butt to the gym, get yourself to make the calls, do what you need to do, break your ceilings financially, as well as the ability to influence others and change. Our whole business got created because I, as an entrepreneur, had parents that are, you know, I didn't grow up with an entrepreneurial mom or dad. You know, my dad's an engineer, my mom was a teacher, and they just said, go work hard and do the right thing. And I busted my butt and I could not figure out how to get to the next level. So I searched and looked and realized it did not exist what I needed in the marketplace out there. So I created an institute to help people communicate better with themselves, communicate better with the people around them, so people could become more effective. So our whole business is around primarily working with entrepreneurs starting, or people as far as making, you know, $100 million a year in their company, of helping people figure out what their next level is, but really get past those limitations, no matter what they are, and really create consistency in their lives. So it is very simple, easy techniques that when you add them to your life, they make a massive impact. So that's the 15-second version of what we do.
And so, dude, how many students would you guess that you've worked with over the years?
I would say I've spoke in front of, I would say, probably 250,000 people. I've directly worked with about, I'd say 35, 40,000 people that I put through our programs, worked with. So I have seen literally every single thing from the 14-year-old kid to the 92-year-old woman. And I've seen literally it all, like you name it. I have seen it. I have heard it. And it's hard to be shocked anymore, but I'm really open to being shocked if anybody's got something out there.
All right. So you go through, you work with tens of thousands of people. You speak in front of millions of people. You would have to be a fool not to notice patterns, right? What is one of the patterns where you see people are just cannot get out of their own way, whether it's in life or otherwise, you know, that's kind of like, hey man, I recognize it. That's something I got to go. I keep seeing this over and over and over. And it's one of the first things that has to be addressed.
Okay. So the first thing I see is what I'd call the safety or what I call the average pattern. And we work really hard in our lives to get to a spot where we feel okay. Meaning that we get to a spot, and I see this in entrepreneurs all the time. So I would say I'm not really concerned with the guy just trying to get brand new, been in the business a week. I'm talking more of the person that's been in about a year and cannot figure out how they have challenges getting to the next level. Is that we finally get some level of success, whether some level of success is getting our debt under control, having a plan, finally having a relationship that doesn't have fighting anymore, finally getting to the gym a couple of days a week, but your body's not working. And we design what I would call an average for ourselves. We design a box to keep us contained in what it is we do, because we don't want to lose what it is that we have. So we finally get better than we were, but we're not where we want to be. And we do everything in our power to stay where we're at. The problem is, everything we want is over that wall. So the vacation we want to go is over the wall. And you wonder why you have a challenge going, why you have a challenge having the finances and stuff you want, because everything is contained outside of what you're currently doing. But every program, decision you make, every person in your life, everything was designed to keep you where you're at, to keep your brain satisfied. Because everybody knows your brain's primary function is to keep you safe, protected, and keep you okay. Your heart is like, let's go do it. Let's go talk to them. Let's go get rich. And I'd say the best way to put it is between your brain and your heart, your heart is like, let's go do it. Let's go change the world, make millions of dollars to go talk to her. She turns me on. Let's go do this. Let's tell my wife how I really feel. And your heart goes, sounds great. How are you going to do it, asshole? I mean, that's literally how it works. And they talk themselves out of it. So the disconnect between your logical brain and what you really want to do is really what gets in the way. So I find most people create a life of protecting what they have instead of getting what they want and frustrating themselves at the same time. It's a very simple thing to get people to notice. And it shocks them when they realize how many people become a victim of some mild level of success.
It's crazy.
Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Listen, if you're an experienced real estate investor and you're just looking for a way to make the business easier, you're in the right place. This is exactly what we are known for. Do yourself a favor. Go check us out at thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an offer to get access to a special offer that we're running right now for monthly access to our SMART system. SMART system stands for Strategic Marketing and Real Estate Training. It is an opportunity to get our best-selling software at a huge, huge discount just for being a listener. Now, when you get in there, we'll give you access to cash buyers, nationwide access to a list of cash buyers, nationwide access to all of the deals throughout the country, vacant properties, properties that have a ton of equity in them, properties that are deeply discounted and easy to flip, as well as nationwide access to our private lender database. Again, do yourself a favor, get signed up for that low, low monthly discounted offer over at thetimeisnow.com.
We have to push ourselves, and pushing it is where all the growth comes from, right? I mean, it's the same thing when you go to the gym. If you're not stretching, if you're not pushing, if the trainer's not making you feel uncomfortable, then you certainly are not improving in any way, shape, or form. But we are just completely designed to not do that.
Yeah, I'll give you an analogy of my challenge with the pushing thing. And I agree with you, because what you mean by push and what people interpret by push, some people push up against that wall, they run their head into it, and they maybe get another month out of themselves to push, then they're burned out. Because you and I have done that before. Go 90 days straight, push as hard as you can, and then you're freaking fried. We've all done that. I got another analogy for people that I think will help them. If you push down instead of pushing against, you'll do better, which means if you push down, you're going to get yourself to grow. And I think that most people realize that if you do grow, you'll step over the wall instead of trying to go through it. So instead of trying to go through your problem, grow bigger than it. Your issue is not the gym. It's not pushing the weight harder. It's like becoming the guy or the girl that shows up at the gym every day, becoming the person that would do that. So guy asked me a couple years back, I'm tall, I'm 6'6". And this guy said, how tall are you? And I said, I'm 6'6". He goes, why don't you try acting like it? You move the earth like you're 5'5". And I didn't know what he meant, but what he meant is like, we all have to grow into our full size. Even if you're I was with Sean Stevenson yesterday actually, and he's no bigger than 3 feet tall, but he's really working hard to be a full version of 3 feet tall. So that's right. One of the things I'll just say to people is that your push is to push you to be all of you, not to push through the obstacle. Because if you become all of you, step over the obstacle and go, that was easy.
Right. Right. You got to be the version of yourself that you know that is inside of you. How do you encourage people to go about doing that? How do you get people to, I mean, I know I have my own take on this, so I want to be interested to hear what is the advice you give somebody tactical on how to start that process?
Well, the first thing I typically do, and I talk about this during Call to Action, one of the things that I do with people is I get them just to start moving. Like my whole focus and everything in life is like contradictory to anything in business school and everything. I always say, you don't need a plan when you first get started. Your plan's simple, like, do better than you're doing, right?
Yeah.
So I always tell everybody the key to everything is just start taking action. Start moving on something until you gain some momentum in what it is you do. Your real plan is how do you contain that momentum? So getting yourself to do things you do not normally do. This is why when you go out for a run, like I did a 4 mile run earlier today, every time I go out for a run, I become a genius. My brain chemicals change. I start to feel better. I start to do things differently. Like, I don't know if you ever, I know you go to the ocean.
So true, dude.
You go to the ocean every day. You walk. I mean, you made that a ritual in your life. I think it's 7 days a week. And if you don't, you feel pain.
Yeah.
I learned that from you. I don't have an ocean here, but I have my own version. Your dopamine, your norepinephrine, everything changes in your brain when you start moving. So I encourage everybody to do something different. Like, I don't care what it is. Go join a networking group. Go join a bowling group. Go do something different than you normally do. The reason why is you will start to get creative. Because your chemicals in your body change. And then when your chemicals in your body change, your trajectory changes immediately. So as simple as taking a run, joining a bowling league, signing up for Toastmasters. I mean, I did this with Rita years ago. I told her to, you know, go sign up for some 5K or 10K she did. It shifted things in her. So that's my routine with people. Keep it simple. Find something you enjoy and just literally commit to it. That has nothing to do with your business and get lateral growth from it.
Yeah, I promised, you know, that I would go and something I've talked about doing my entire life, never done it, go take guitar lessons. And so just one day, screw it. I'm going to go do it. Today's the day. The time is now, baby. Let's go. And so, I've been on it since. And it's just, it's just a whole new, to your point, a whole new set of circumstances. It's a new environment. It's very sensory, right? I mean, which creates the whole chemical reaction as you're talking about. The dopamine starts firing. Adrenaline starts going. You just start feeling differently because something new is coming on.
And now you're known as your body. You have a reference. You have one more reference because everything's based on your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind, if you don't take a lot of new actions, becoming a 7-figure, 8-figure business owner is about taking new actions and doing things you don't normally do. So by going to guitar, there is a new reference in your brain. My name is Kent. I take new actions. I'm willing to get out of my comfort zone. Making 9 figures is 10 figures, 11 figures out of my comfort zone. They start matching up and then you turn around one day and you're making, you know, 10 figures in your business because people can't figure out, well, hey, I took guitar lessons. Nobody's going to realize that. But if you're always doing things you don't normally do, it changes the intensity of that representation inside of your brain.
Well, you know what it is? As you're talking about it, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, you know, this is exactly what we mean when we talk about you have to get around people that are doing what you want to do, right? Your network is your net worth. We've always heard this kind of thing. But suddenly, it's amazing what happens when you get around different people that are playing at a completely different level, right? And they make you very uncomfortable. When you are the smallest fish in the room, you know, the dumbest guy in the room, it's very, very uncomfortable. And you feel like, oh my God, there's stuff I've got to live up to. But it's so true, right? All those new experiences, suddenly you feel you're just creating a new norm.
Yeah. And it's a new reference. Like if you could understand your unconscious mind is like literally like a whiteboard and you just take one dot with the marker, that's not going to really be noticed. But every time you do new, you start making like a really big impact on that board. And if you do it 100 times in a year, do things you don't normally do. Now your brain's like, this guy likes to do things he doesn't normally do. Hey, he wants 7 figures. Let's just give it to him. And it's as silly as that. That has been my secret over the years.
So true.
I have a system for it, but literally that is what, when your students come to us, that's what we have them do. Like, the hell you got my student going to Toastmasters for? Cause he's never done shit like that before.
Yeah.
That's why.
It gets comfortable. You get comfortable making these uncomfortable decisions, right? I mean, I say it a lot to our students, you know, you better get very comfortable being uncomfortable because that's where all the growth comes from. And the whole reason I moved to San Diego was because I wanted to get around the guys and the girls that I was doing business with and that were playing playing at an extremely high level, right? And yes. So I wanted to get close to Roland. I wanted to get close to Kern and guys that I had a relationship with, but it was very different if I wasn't around them a lot. And suddenly when you get out there, as you said, right, your belief system starts changing, your mind, you have these anchor points like, oh, I can do these things. And now I have a whole new different reference guide of what's possible. And so suddenly when it becomes what's possible, then it becomes quite believable. And when it becomes believable, then the actions you take are significantly different. And so it's amazing. It's just so empowering and so critical. And I think people just don't put enough weight on it. I mean, they just don't know any better. They think they can have the $1 million business with hanging around $5 people. And it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's what I love with everything you do with your masterminds and your events. I mean, everything is about getting around offering solutions for people and getting them an opportunity to be in an environment where they have a chance to get around certain people. And with everything in life is communication. I'll put it like this. Making money is super, super easy. It's one of my mentors taught me a long time ago. It's the communication that's the hard part, like getting in front of the right people, learning how to have the socially necessary conversations. So I will tell you one thing that really is critical. One thing I've noticed that you have worked on mastering is putting yourself in situations where you're near the people that can help you get where you want to go. Instead of asking your daughter to help you out with something, you're asking a guy or girl that's done it before. And that's what most of us do. We're asking our kid or we're asking our, you know, $10 hour employee at a restaurant to help us achieve it, instead of just asking the person that's done it before and getting the real information instead of some BS story.
Right. As we're proving right now, the experts in just about every field, everybody I've ever met that's an expert like that, we love to share. I don't know what it is. But it's almost like, hey, it's out here. Sometimes you've got to make an investment. Other times you don't. But at the end of the day, there's a plethora of people that are willing to create the environment that would allow you to grow. The problem is that people starting in themselves don't see the value in themselves. They don't understand necessarily the decisions that need to be made. And so they end up getting trapped by their own poor thoughts, quite frankly. And that's the reason why I wanted you to come, the programming, right? Now, that's the reason why I wanted you to come on here, is because the moment you can get out of your own way is the moment things start happening.
Yeah, I would say the awareness of your programs to start with. Like, one of the big things that I always teach people when they're willing to listen is, if you can recognize the games that you're playing that you have no idea that you're playing, that you don't recognize. Like, I've even seen this in my relationship. I mean, there were times where, and I finally caught on to this when I studied transactional analysis, like, I would find ways in my relationship that are so outdated that I probably got from my dad. Like, how do I make this person wrong so I get to be right? And I didn't recognize them even doing it. And we have so many of these games, and I have to stop myself. Wait a second. I'm looking to prove this person wrong for no apparent reason other than maybe a 5-year-old insecurity that I had when I was 5 years old on the playground when I was a kid. And that's just one idea of these basic things that we do. Like, if our whole goal is to finally be wealthy and comfortable, the sad thing is that you can be comfortable without being wealthy. You could find a way to be comfortable where you're at. So you have to be very careful on what you say that you want, because you maybe have it already. And the reason you don't get what you want is because you probably already have what you want. You have a different variation of it. So you're like, I can't wait till one day I can do whatever I want when I want. Well, you may be able to do that at $120,000 a year. And you're wondering, like, why you feel like you're resisting yourself and why your programs are in the way, because what you're doing is already working. What you're not realizing is that you're getting what you want instead of what you really, really want. And that's a whole nother story in itself. But anybody who understood what I just said, you got to work on that one.
Yeah. That's, man. So let's talk about gratitude here for a second. How big a deal does gratitude play in kind of this whole process and being self-aware and moving yourself forward?
I think it's everything. I mean, we have to offer gratitude for pretty much ourselves, for the people. I mean, gratitude is really for your clients. You have to be really appreciative, have gratitude for pretty much everything. I think a lot of us beat ourselves up on a regular basis. We don't offer ourselves the love that we need, and also the people that help us get there, whether it's our clients or mentors or people along the way. I would say the world rewards those that are moving towards making the world a better place and helping each other. And I feel that if you can not be just one of these people that just wants to heal the planet and save the whales and not help themselves, I believe if you take care of you and you do what's best for you without intentionally hurting everyone else in the process, and you teach other people how to do that same thing, we're offering that back. So you just really have, I have just noticed almost every successful person, when they finally get to where they're going, they're just real. They have a lot of gratitude towards what they have and the people around them. So I've even seen that with you. I mean, you're real appreciative, Kent. I mean, that's a big thing for you, of like your students, yourself, your family, your friends, just the I can't even put a big word. I think gratitude is almost too small of a word for what it really is.
Well, I think, you know, I heard Graziosi say this one time, and I thought it was really good at an event. He made a comment, and he's a guy that's gone through a transformation as well, right? I mean, he got that he built a massive business, and then he's kind of come around and just realizes the value of the human spirit and realizes the value of motivating people. And he's got a new thing that he's just really passionate about. And so in that learning process, one of the things he said that I thought was really good is that when you're looking at your problems, start with the phrase of, man, I'm so grateful that these are the problems I get to solve.
Yep.
And that one little reframe I thought was really profound. I don't know if it's his. I don't know if he got it from somebody else, but either way, he shared it with me and I thought it was really good that we have such a tendency. We have all this self-imposed shit that we put on ourselves, right? Either we're looking at somebody else's business, somebody else's life, somebody else's situation. And man, my life would be so much cooler if I had that, or I'm not living up to what I can be doing because that's a guy that's running a $50 million company. I'm over here running a $2 million company. What's wrong with me? Instead of just looking back and saying, whoa, 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 man. 90% of the free world would change places with me in a second, if not 99%. Thank God these are the problems I get to solve. Thank God I live in a place and a time and have the opportunity to do what I want to do and don't have to, you know, I don't have to, you know, look at what's going on in Syria and these other places all around the world where it's just survival, right? And and that's that one reframe, I think, is so empowering when it comes to hitting things headstrong and just saying, I got this, right? I mean, just, it's almost one of those things where I just tell people, like, shut the fuck up and do what you got to do, right? Stop being that person, right? Don't sit around and play poor, you know, the victim. Be the victor. Step into this. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. And I mean, if you go back to what we were talking about earlier, I mean, that's so true. Like you're going to need these things and these challenges make us. I mean, I remember reading something in Buddhism years ago. It said, like, there's going to be pain and struggle in this world. The only reason you get is if you get attached to a crazy meaning of what you think it's what it really means. So if you're not where you want to be, you got to, like, what that means is you got to be happy. Like, if you're 25 pounds overweight, you got to look down and go, look at my personal trainer built in this waistline that I can't stand. It doesn't mean I'm weak. It doesn't mean I'm fat. It means get your butt to the gym, buddy. So I'm just saying, like, whatever you're dealing with, I'm just going to say it's an opportunity to get yourself to shift. So I am 100% in agreement with what he said. And you think about that, you know, other places in the world. I mean, how grateful even the idea that you can even have a business, that you can listen to this podcast right now, that you own a computer, that you have a family, that even if someone's sick, that they have a moment with you. You got to appreciate what you have in this world. And I believe when people start appreciating and being grateful for what it is they have, that's when they get the rewards in life. It's a huge thing.
Yeah, that's when things start to take off. And to me, it's kind of like the same adage, you know, in business, how people believe that it's seen is, are we all here? It's seen as believing, and you and I both know it's exactly the opposite, right? Believing is seen. It's the same kind of thing. There's just these misconceptions about what it means and the way it really works. And then when you kind of get behind the curtains, you realize, oh, wow, you know, leading with gratitude creates this unbelievable opportunity to have a ton of impact out there. Going out there and believing I can do something versus having somebody prove it to me before I'll take any action is just total bullshit. It's interesting. Well, you talked about it earlier. When you become very self-reflective and you start looking inward, which I guess that's what happens when you get into your 40s, because I'm certainly doing it more and more now. When you do that, I mean, it's crazy. You're like, oh, wow, all these levers that are at my disposal that I really didn't fully appreciate as I was coming up. And now I do.
Yeah, I see that. I see that all the time. And I think for most people, we get so stuck in our BS. We get so stuck in our problem. You get so stuck in, like, where you're not where you want to be, that you actually create that. You find more ways to stay stuck. Now, you don't want to live in the other world either. We don't need to live in the secret planet where everything's like, oh yeah, everything's great and everything's rainbows totally. And sunshine. It's really about accepting where you're at, but not staying there permanently. And also realize the game that you're playing. And I recognize the biggest game that you can play, and as you're saying it right now, is to appreciate that you have the courage to go for what it is you want and then get moving.
Well, dude, I appreciate you having you on here. I wanted to keep a little bit of brief, because I know that we've had some people talking about that when these things go an hour or over 45 minutes that it gets a little long for them. So we're gonna try to keep this here right at 30 minutes. If people want to get in touch with you, Michael, they want to reach out, they want to, you know, learn more about you, your company, how you can help them. Where do you want to send them?
I would say, you know, you can check me out, michaelbernoff.com. You can figure out how to spell that online, BERNOFF. You can check out michaelbernoff.com. Probably the best place to come see what's going on. You can get a hold of us from there. I mean, if you're serious about creating some changes in your life, I'd love to chat with you. Love to connect. That would probably be the best bet for everybody here listening right now.
Yeah, I would tell you guys, anybody that's trying to grow a team, grow an organization, build a community, Michael and his, especially his call to action and then the subsequent programs that people get signed up for, these have been truly life-changing programs that we've sent our employees through, we've sent our partners through, we've sent our coaches through, we've sent our customers, we've given them the opportunity. And I, in all honesty, in complete transparency, there are certain people that from time to time I will promote. And I'll say, hey, you know, this is somebody that I have a relationship with. You should go and check them out, do business with them. Sometimes we're compensated for that. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times we're not. I just do it as a referral. But my point is that there's only one person or company that, I mean, happens every time we do a promotion or anything together. The customers come back to me and say, oh my God, thank you so much for introducing me to Michael. It doesn't happen with anybody else. It's the craziest thing. I think we got a bunch of cool partners out there, but nobody comes back and says this was life changing, but it always happens with you, dude. So I really appreciate what you're doing. And I mean, hats off to you, because I know that means
the world. And coming from you and the level of your students and level of sophistication, our biggest thing in business, I mean, everything we do is really about getting results. There's a lot of crap out there in the industry. So we're not the biggest company in the world. We're not by any means the most famous personal development and life transformation company in the world, but we, like you with your companies, I focus on only one thing, making certain our clients have a phenomenal experience and get results, because we've built the entire thing off of results for other people. And that's, I don't know if that'll change in the future. We become more marketing. We're marketing the results, but for now, I mean, that's our biggest thing. So if you want results and you're done screwing around, I'm the guy people see. And typically it's unfortunate. They spend 50, 100 grand doing other personal development stuff and I get them after the fact. But yep, whenever you're ready, reach out and either call us, email us, text us, or show up at our door.
Beautiful, man. Well, thanks for being on here, guys, again. And thank you for listening today. Again, if you want to check out Michael, I'll put it in the show notes. We'll put a link right there in there. And again, as always, do us a favor. Give us the ratings out there on iTunes. Leave all your comments. Leave all your reviews on there so we can read them and continue to improve the show as we're going along. And with that, Michael, appreciate you, brother. Peace.
Appreciate you too. Take care, my friend.
See you, man.
Take care, everyone.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.